money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need
Welcome back to Prosper to Godspeed. Hope y'all are doing good. As always, we're going to start off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to pursue things that we like, things you put on our heart, Lord. And I pray for the people in Texas and people who are deeply affected by the storm, Lord, that they get everything that they need and they get back up and on their feet soon, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Welcome back to Prosper Godspeed. How y'all doing? This is your host, Godspeed. It's your boy, your one and only, Tayzilla, Zilla, Speed, whatever you want to call me. It's me. I'm here. Today, try to keep it short. I don't want to get long-winded, but I just want to talk about what's the biggest thing holding you back? You know what I'm saying? So, and when I was thinking about this, I was at the gym and I was just like, what's the biggest thing holding people back from living, you know, the life or doing whatever it is that they want to do? And I think it boils down to, you know, you as a person, like, you know, like me, like what's holding me back? Me. I was thinking to myself, I had, you know, Monday and Tuesday, I wasn't really feeling myself. And I told my close friends and my wife, I was just like, you know, I don't really feel myself. Like, I feel, you know, kind of deflated or I kind of feel like giving up, or I kind of feel like just, you know, not trying anymore not with life, but like with my businesses and stuff, the things I'm trying to do. So like, I just don't feel like trying no more. You know, I'm kind of burnt out. And I also thought to myself, you know, if you quit now, you ain't gonna ever know what could be. And they got me to thinking, like, I feel like everybody, not everybody, but I feel like a lot of people are holding themselves back because of fear, because of doubt, because of not being able to have the capacity to think what could happen. And then when we do that, it makes us freeze. So what's holding you back, Speechless? What's holding y'all back? You know, I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm the only person holding me back, you know. So I am a Christian, a follower of Christ, and I do, you know, I'm learning how to trust God with my life and the timeline and things that happen. But also, what if God is saying, my boy, you can be there faster if you put more work in, be more consistent, and you stop worrying about what they say or who gonna see it or who ain't gonna see it. You know, I made you for this and you tripping. You know, like, you in the way of your own blessing. You in the way of the very thing you say you want. You in the way of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was just in the gym, like, dang, you know, I'm working up. I'm just like, I feel like that's a lot of people. You know, you want to be a barber, but you scared to put your money to go to barber school. You think you just, you know, like, you just fresh like that. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't the case. You know what I'm saying? When you, especially in the black community, males, we take our haircuts serious. Like, I was talking to my wife one day. I'm like, I don't want to find another barber, like, because it's so hard to find a good one. Once you find one, you stick with them. And my barber moved like 40 minutes away. I was like, that's cool. I'm just going to still drive, get the cut. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, we get in our way. You know, this person want to be a barber, but this person don't want to go to barber school. You think somebody just going to give you a job in their shop? You know what I'm saying? You just going to cut JoJo and K-Dub down the street here all your life? Or you gonna, you know, take the time to go get a certificate or certification and get that school, I mean, get that chair in somebody's shop, build your clientele, save your money, and then open up your own shop. You know what I'm saying? But we just, a lot of the times, you know, I'm not the type of person to blame everything on race, but I do know that that is very big in this world. But a lot of the times, we are, you know, behind the curve on business models or things, how to get things started. And sometimes it be your own people. Like, it's so many successful black people, and I still feel like they just hide the keys to how to get to where they are. And, you know, one of the things I tell myself is, like, one day when you make it, you're going to help people, you know, get on. Like, it ain't going to be no free Randy running around here, but, you know, it's still like, you know, I want to be able to give something. If somebody messages me on Instagram or something and be like, hey, blah, 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 I want to be able to be like, hey, blah, 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 and then give them some sound advice, some sound direction. But, you know, but besides us doubting ourselves and those things, a lot of things hold us back because, you know, our generation before us lacks the knowledge, a lot of the knowledge that it takes to do things on your own. So we think, you know, and I was guilty of this until I got to grad school. We think that 9 to 5, that 8 to 5 is security. We think that that's Gucci. You know what I'm saying? And I got to grad school and I was just like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to be happy in life. I want to be able to do this and do that. And that's when it started for me. I kind of, like, every since then, I kind of been just, you know, chipping at the wood, trying to sculpt my life into, you know, the life that I envisioned at that time, to do the things that I want to do, to be able to have financial freedom, to be able to pass something down, you know, as like generational wealth, you know what I'm saying? But our community lacks that knowledge. So it's up to this, you know, generation, millennials and generation and Gen Z, which are crazy selves. It's up to us to pursue that knowledge and do what it is to fill, you know, that void. So our people or people in general won't hold themselves back. And I'm speaking like that because I know that, because, you know, we just call it what it is. I'm going to keep it a book. You know, in the white community, they have a lot of times. Now, don't get me wrong, that there's some white people and some white families that struggle. I know a few, very few, but there are some who struggle. But for the most part, a lot of white families, majority white families have something. I feel like, you know, that's my opinion. I feel like they have something to pass down, you know, that type of thing, something to learn, a family business. You know, they could have just been like a mechanic and but they got the business model. They learn how to open up more than one shop. They got the secret funding. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to a guy in the gym and he was just like, yeah, bro, there's just so much we don't know. And there's so much free money out there to start a business, and I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, my wife and I have talked about it, but, you know, what have I done to go further, like to look for those grants, to get this and that, to open up this and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what have I done to do that? And I was just like, you really ain't done much, bro. You know, a Google search here and there, that's cool, but that's a version of holding back, you know what I'm saying? Like, go all in, you know, My sister-in-law was like, she made a post. She runs a health consulting business, and I don't know if it's a health consulting business, but it's a consulting service. Aim for abundance. And she mentioned, if you knew you wouldn't fail, what would you do? What would you try? And that's something we've all probably seen a billion trillion times, right? So I was just thinking, like, and it's just so much I would do, you know what I'm saying? So much I would do. I would, you know, start a fitness apparel company, like for bigger people, you know what I'm saying? To be able to lounge around in nice athletic wear. That's something I really want to do. That's something I'm going to do, but I've been holding myself back, you know? So we got to stop stepping on our old toes, people, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter if you're black, white, whatever color you are, you know? I was just speaking from the sense of how it is generational, and it gets passed down, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I love talking to my dad because, you know, you got to listen to the OGs, man. You got to listen to them. You got to listen to what they're saying. And we were just talking one day, and he was just like, you know, he want to do this and do that. And I'm proud of my dad because he still, you know, he has vision and he has a goal. It don't matter how old you are or how much you feel like life has passed you by, you still can do what it is you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Just like my favorite rapper Drake said, you know what I'm saying? You can still do what you want to do. You just got to trust it, you know? He didn't say it like that. He actually, you know, said the S word. But he was like, he said his uncle was calling, talking about, and one thing about Drake, a lot of people don't know, but a lot of stuff in his music is like actual things that have happened. And I'm not saying that because I'm a big fan of Drake, but just things that have been going on in his life, following him on social media and just kind of knowing like those subtle disses and things that he be saying and doing, like over the years, I've come to realize that those are real. Those are real things. And he was just talking about his uncle in the song Too Much. He's like talking about it's too late to do what I want to do. It's like you can still do what you want to do. You just got to trust it. And the same for y'all speeches. We got to get out of the mindset of being scared and holding back and feeling like, you know, we gotta wait for everything to line up perfect. I'm so guilty of that. I'm so guilty of that. And I just remember last year, towards the end of last year, I was really just kind of thinking like, what am I doing? You know, why do I keep starting and stopping? Why am I not spending more time into my entrepreneurial craft? That's what I really want to do. Why am I not doing that? Well, what is it that's holding me back? And it's me. It's me holding me back. I got a computer. I got an internet connection. I got a phone that makes good videos and pictures. I got a camera that makes good videos and pictures. There are so many resources out there where I can learn how to build my own clothing company and get the funding I need to open up a gym. There's so all that's out there. But what am I doing to reach it, to achieve it? You know what I'm saying? And I just want to let y'all know, like, stop holding yourself back. Stop. We got to stop thinking we're just good enough for a degree and to just work in that field. Because I know I'm better than that. You know what I'm saying? I say that humbly. I'm better than just working in the field of my degree. You know what I'm saying? That's security. At least we think, you know, that's security. And you're getting paid. You have a job. You have a career. That's lovely. That's great. And if that's what you want to do, like I always say, I'm not talking down to people who want that path in life. But I know people my age that was born in the time that I was born in, and we're all about the same age now, our mid-20s, we're thinking about owning our own business, getting out from under the man, you know what I'm saying? Like being our own man, making our own hours, being able to travel, being able to not worry about what we worry about and what we saw our parents worried about. You know what I'm saying? I was watching something on Instagram this morning, and it was like, you know, we grew up in a time where people thought working two jobs was the S. And they would work two jobs and still be broke. And I thought about that. I was like, yo, that's crazy. How can you work two jobs and still be broke? You know, and they were talking about investing, but you know, they were just talking about how we're not, it's not in our family, it's not in our foundation. And I feel like my generation, the millennials, I feel like we're changing it for the most part. And I feel like Generation Z is really finding ways to make money without ever having to go to college. And I mean, I still encourage going to college and getting some type of degree. Definitely finished in high school, but these kids, because that's what they are. These kids are making money, posting videos, doing nothing, and then they once they do that, they tap into so much. They, you know, so I got to give it to Gen Z, even though you know y'all are crazy, but y'all are figuring it out on how to. You know, because of Gen Z, I feel like YouTube was able to monetize people's content and get them money. Actually, I think millennials started that. But Gen Z just took it to a whole nother level. You know, there was a kid who was 6, I believe. I don't know how old he was at the time, but he was making money reviewing toys. He was the top YouTuber in the world. He was making like $2 million a year or something like that. No, not $2 million. It was way more than that. I want to say it was in the, twenties. I think it was in the '20s, but anyway, you know, y'all Gen Z figuring it out. So I feel like things are gonna be passed down. I don't know if that media thing's gonna last for a long, long time. But while it's hot, you know, dib and dab up into it, get you some of it. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want. But I say that to say, you know, they're figuring it out. We're figuring it out. We're doing it different than our parents did it. You know, our parents, it was 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? In the black community, it was like 9 to 5. We got to get us I got to give me a 9 to 5 job. Benefits and all that. Pension, all that. Retirement, all that. That stuff is good to have. But I feel like the generations from millennials going forward, we see more than that right now. And if we are to achieve that, we got to stop holding ourselves back. We got to get out our own way. We got to get out our own head. I'm so guilty of that. Man, I wish I could just write a book about how I've been in my own way. You know, I remember I talked about quitting a football team on here one time. I quit the football team because I got in my own way. I got in my own head. You know, yeah, my grades started falling and it was tough staying up trying to do engineer homework, but I got in my own way. I could have did what I needed to do to not maintain, but to succeed. And to do what I need, I don't know what just happened. My recording thing just cut off completely. But I could have did what I needed to do to succeed, and that's how it is in life for me right now. And I figured it out at such a I feel like I figured it out at the right age. I feel like it's kind of unrealistic to feel like I could have thought that what I think now in college. And that's how I was surrounded by different people, you know, older people, you know, people that was already, you know, starting business and stuff. Then obviously, yes. But, you know, one of the biggest things that hinder us from achieving, you know, goals and dreams is ourselves, is our mind. And we have to fix our mind pieces. I repeat it again. We have to fix our minds to believe and to have faith and hope that anything is possible. You know, we have to, that's called manifestation. I'm going to do a speed talk on it on my YouTube. You know, I'm still learning about manifestation. And I feel like manifestation to me, to help people who don't know what that is, it's almost a fancy word for meditating. To me, it's a fancy word for meditating. You don't have to sit there and go, but you can sit there and you can visualize success. Visualize what your life could be. And there's people who do manifestations. They have, you know, classes on it, on meditating, and they say that you do this often, your life begins to change because you start to think about that so much. You're manifesting it so much that you actually, that actions and things in your life actually start happening to get you towards the goal. But not to get too far off topic, man. Species, we gotta get out of our way. We gotta really believe that things are possible for us. Like, yes, you listening to this podcast, who parents came from the country, never had anything. Y'all, you know, they moved to the city and got a good job, but you know, dad got fired a couple times, mom got fired a couple times, and you know, mom and dad were stressed out, worrying about this bill and that bill, worrying about how much money they gonna have for groceries. Yeah, you, the person that came from that, you can get to a better life for yourself in the future, your future family. So we just gotta get out of the way. We gotta take initiative. We gotta take more initiative, man. If you got access to a smartphone, you don't need a computer to look up information. Let me say that right now. So don't be telling us I ain't got no computer. Man, bump that. If you got a smartphone, you can literally search Google and search whatever you want to search. How to start a business. How to do this. How to do that. You can search that stuff. You know, but I tell you this because I'm learning this. You just can't search stuff and just read up on it. You have to search, read, apply, you know, to see a difference. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. So just make sure you're not getting in your own way. There's already going to be obstacles and things that get in your way that's going to stop you, that's going to slow you down. That's already going to be there. Don't let one of those obstacles be your mind. Stay focused. Stay humble. Stay prayed up. Pray to God. Ask God for His will to be done in your life. Pursue positivity in this world. Help this world. Provide positivity in this world. And what we do all that, we can make this world a better place. We can recover from these last 4 or 5 years of just, you know what I'm saying? So let's do that, species. Always and forever. Godspeed. Chup!
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Season, nigga, I need breakfast.